Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Unsheltered, looking at how local homeless residents are navigating the pandemic. Support comes from community partners Doe's Eat Place, Maddox New Prater Eye Center, and Carnahan Evans Cantwell and Brown.
Rhonda Galbraith knew she wanted her church to serve as an emergency cold weather shelter for homeless women. But there was a catch. The church where she's pastor, Grace United Methodist Church in Springfield, was located near a school, and she knew that would make things tricky.
But we made an appeal to planning and zoning and city council 3 years ago. And we have a working relationship with the school across the street from us, and they gave us their blessing.
Now, on nights when the temperature is expected to reach freezing, her church doors swing open wide, even if there's a church service the next morning.
It's no different than a regular business day because the women are all up and gone by 7 a.m., and they are given bus passes to get them to veterans coming home for breakfast.
Both Galbraith and Karen Mizell, pastor at East Sunshine Church of Christ, which operates the crisis cold weather shelter for men, made an appeal to other churches and the public earlier this fall. Springfield desperately needs more churches and more volunteers to help shelter the homeless from the winter cold. Because of social distancing, shelters have had to reduce their capacity. Here's Pastor Karen Mizell.
You know, and I am more than willing to talk with anyone from another congregation to share with our experience and how we could walk alongside to make the opening of another shelter easier for them.
But so far, those volunteers have not emerged. Many of the people who have traditionally volunteered are retirees, a demographic particularly susceptible to COVID-19 complications. In a letter submitted to Springfield city leaders late last month, a new NAACP task force asked that the homeless be allowed to sleep undisturbed in tents or under tarps through the winter. That task force includes multiple pastors, and their letter says fewer than 10 churches citywide have been willing to offer their spaces as cold weather shelter locations. At last official count, there were more than 200 unsheltered homeless people in Springfield. Katie Kring is on that new task force.
Every religious person should be asking, what are we doing? What are we doing? Not who are we praying for, not what are we hoping happens.
Kring says she's disappointed that Springfield has not seen a stronger volunteer response to the call for help during the pandemic.
And, you know, there are some churches that have a lot of resources, and there are some churches that have limited resources.
She says she often sees churches donate what they think the homeless might need rather than listening to the people in the trenches on what the actual needs are, like volunteers and building space. Kring says smaller churches can always partner with larger ones to achieve more. And while faith groups often think of community service in terms of donations, Kring says there's an equally important way they can create change in the community.
The churches have a voice and they have moral authority if they choose to use it and claim it. If every church-going person in Springfield, which is, you know, most of the people in Springfield, used their political power with the city to say, as Christian people, the suffering of our neighbors offends us, and we do not accept it. We demand of our city that we do better. If the churches said that, we would not be having this conversation.
In Springfield, there is a large coalition of churches that's very active, serving the needs of the vulnerable. The Council of Churches of the Ozarks has at least 9 outreach programs that serve children, seniors, and families in need, including a large food pantry, Crosslines. I ask spokeswoman Christina Cook for her response to the critique that Springfield churches aren't doing enough to shelter the local homeless. She says she can't speak on behalf of individual churches' budgets or priorities, but collectively, churches are already doing something big. Council of Churches operates the year-round women's overnight shelter in Springfield, Safe to Sleep. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by Doe's Eat Place, Maddox New Prater Eye Center, and Carnahan Evans Cantwell and Brown.